room in the inn can accommodate about a dozen people per night in each host church that participates in its Bowling Green Winter Shelter Program. Beds are filled by a lottery system based on the number of beds available each night, and some seeking shelter have to be turned away if there are not enough churches participating. Charlie Rogers is program coordinator for Room in the Inn Bowling Green. She says some people have the misconception that homeless people seeking shelter are not trying to earn a living.
We see a lot of folks who are actually employed, but they're in jobs where they're not earning enough to afford an apartment. So we're dealing more with the issues of getting folks transportation to work. That was not something we worried as much when we first started.
The Salvation Army Emergency Shelter in Bowling Green has 6 family units that are always full and 77 beds for men. The shelter coordinator says 68 of those beds have been full recently. The Salvation Army made room for 16 additional men this week on White Flag Nights when the temperature dropped below 35 degrees. In Davis County, officials have declared White Flag Nights this week, so anyone who needs to get out of the cold can stay at St. Benedict's Homeless Shelter, which can house men, women, and children. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.